Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Okay, you win. We can't help but save customers money. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
KILT, KILT-FM HD2 Houston.
Radio.com sports station. And your home of the Houston Texans.
Rock and roll!
Houston sports leader. Sports Radio 610.
It's Clint Sterner and the show on Sports Radio 610 with the 5 o'clock fire.
Presented by Draeger, your full-service safety partner.
Ah, yes, congratulations. Getting through your workday, and we got the stories you need to know. And the big one today, this is from MLB sources. The initial diagnosis for Astros closer Roberto Osuna is that he is going to need season-ending Tommy John surgery. However, Osuna is getting a second opinion, but the initial diagnosis is that he's going to have to get Tommy John for the second time, Clint. This is another devastating, I think that's the right word to use, devastating blow for the Astros pitching staff. God. And I think you put it best when you said, hell, there were two guys you really trusted going into the season. Your ace, Justin Verlander, from his history, and your closer, Roberto Osuna. And we know Osuna's out for the year. We're still waiting on Verlander.
Yeah, this is brutal, man. It's definitely devastating, to say the least. I mean, the key is, how do you move forward at this point in time? I mean, you've got to have – which the Astros came into the season knowing that with their circumstances from game one, they were going to have some young guys really step up. And they're still in that process of figuring out who's going to step up, who's going to fill what roles. I mean, our guys, is Josh James a starter, or does he need to come out of the pen? Is Blake Taylor a closer, or does he need to come out of the pen? Is Christian Javier a guy that you can really lean on? Is his stuff as electric as it was against the Dodgers? Is Framber Valdez a guy that you can have confidence to throw out there? He's going to throw strikes. He's going to give you some quality innings. I mean, there's just so many guys that are young, and you have no idea what they're going to give you and what spot they fit in the best. I mean, you got a ton of them, like Presley. You know, if you can just get him healthy, you know what you're going to get. Urquidy, if you can get him healthy, you know a little bit about what you're going to get. Davinsky, if you can get him healthy, you know what you're going to get. You're going to at least get a good out.
They have a back of the baseball card.
Right. Yes. And so there's just so much unknown. There's plenty of arms out there, but where do they fit? And so now, on top of that problem, you got Verlander out and you got Osuna out. This is devastating. I think this is the biggest part of this story, show, is that Jim Crane said that the Astros were going to be aggressive leading up to the trade deadline, right? This is James Click's opportunity to really put his stamp, that Click stamp, really put that stamp on the Astros. I mean, does he decide to make moves and get aggressive and find a couple of pitchers, whether they're a closer or a starter, to add to this rotation that give the Astros a chance to win a World Series? Or does he stand pat, as you said, and just roll with what you got? Either way you slice it, James Click's got a decision to make.
One thing we know is that Jim Crane didn't make his millions and maybe billions being a fool. And he ain't going to spend money, so to speak, or give up assets that don't make sense. And I think that's a big conversation piece that in order to make a click stamp, I guess we're going to go with that, or whatever with Crane, that's going to be a big conversation is, all right, I know I said the wallet's open. You're going to make the move you need to make, as he said earlier in the season. But he said that before Justin Verlander may be out for the year and Roberto Osuna is out and all these pitchers have been injured. Like there is still a thought and a conversation, is this move worth it? And I think they're going to make and think about making the right decision, because if it ain't giving you a realistic shot to get a championship, I don't think it's the smart play to give up guys that can help you in the future.
I tend to lean towards to hell with the future. You've got to take advantage of the lineup that you have right now. That's where I lean. I mean, you spent way too much time, effort, assets building this current roster to the point where it's at now. Yeah, you don't have Greinke, Cole, and Verlander. Yeah, you've got to scrape by with the pitching staff, but stranger things have happened. I think you said this earlier show, and we didn't even spend any time talking about it. The scariest part, if you're Jim Crane and James Click, is if you get real aggressive and you make a move, say with Kyle Tucker, and two games later they go, "Hey, we're canceling the season, COVID-19. It ain't worth it."
Yeah,
I mean that's
because that's on the table.
Yeah, that's the scary part. Is with what's going on in St. Louis and what went on in Miami and still going on in Miami with the Marlins, is the season could take a turn for the worse and get canceled. If the Astros made a super aggressive move to put themselves in position this year without Osuna and Verlander to make a move, and then the season got canceled, now that would be worst-case scenario,
I think,
right?
That's one reason why you stand pat, to me. I think you just go with what you got and try to win it with the young guys and that lineup that you had. It's big boy draws decision, though. You got to make a real decision, and the Astros front office, I know they're working around the clock on what they need to do.
5 o'clock fire.
And this is just coming out from Ken Rosenthal, Clint, to go along with what we're seeing, what's happening with the Astros. This also does not help the Astros. The union is telling players, the players union from Major League Baseball, is telling players that roster sizes will reduce from 30 to 28 on Thursday and remain at that level the rest of the season and postseason. A source tells Ken Rosenthal of The Athletic, taxi squad will expand from 3 players to 5 players for the remainder of the season. But the numbers that you can keep on a roster now goes down from 30 to 28. That sounds like a terrific idea with all the injuries we're seeing in baseball. All right, Rob.
I don't mean to laugh out loud, but how about this?
What in the hell?
Yeah, good
what
idea,
Rob. What has happened
Rob?
So far to say?
Little.
Shut Rob. He's done it again.
Yeah, that's 21, Rob.
The crazy thing is there's some organizations out there where you go, we got to trim 2. Well, you got them 4 rookies down there. Figure out which one you want to keep. The Astros got 10 plus. They got to try to make a decision.
They signed 2 from the Skeeters.
Right.
Yeah! Just signed a 43-year-old.
My man's voice cracked when he said Skeeters.
They did. I don't know how these guys get into the office and say this is the right move right now.
You think
after the Cardinals just dropped 13 players?
Oh, you're still on Rob.
I can't believe it. I can't.
Little.
Shut Rob. He's turning again.
So your point is that the Marlins, they just announced, by the way, I don't know if you're going to tell this later, they finally got enough players that are COVID negative.
They can play tonight.
They can play tonight for the first time against the Orioles.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's a great idea. With what's going on with the Marlins and what's going on in St. Louis, I got an idea, Rob. Hell with it, man. Cut them 2 spots.
Trim them down.
Trim the fat, boys.
So with COVID and all the pitching injuries that are happening around baseball, Primo.
Yeah, good idea.
Good hell, Rob.
I was more trying to figure out what the hell Dusty did over the last couple of years to deserve this.
I don't know, man. He's in it, Mike D'Antoni. What
you think the air has been taken completely out of Dusty's sail?
Are you saying to myself, if I give Dusty truth serum, has he thought about saying, you know what, man? I'm gonna opt out right now. Yeah, man. This stress and pressure. He didn't chew through 50 boxes of toothpicks, and he can't even use them during the game. Good God, Dusty.
He's checking the Southwest Airlines flights back to Cali.
Don't even get the flight, baby.
5 o'clock fire.
Just flying out of hot. All right. all right. Tonight they do have the Astros do have to pick up the pieces, and this is an interesting series. They're 5-4 right now, a half game behind the A's, and the pitching series, the starters against the Diamondbacks tonight. They'll face the Diamondbacks ace in Madison Bumgarner, but Christian Javier gets the start tonight. Coming back from his fantastic performance against the Dodgers last week. Lance McCullers is going on Wednesday, and then Zach Greinke on Thursday. To me, Clint, they have to win this series. They've got to take 2 out of 3. When you got McCullers and Greinke going.
I liked your voice.
Yeah, I love it too, Zach. Just go ahead and pitch. They got to win this series to me.
Yes, and I'm going to tell you, in a time when there's not a whole lot to get excited about, it seems like any news is bad news from the Astros at this point in time. When I look down at the rundown here and I saw the next three games and the starters that are listed for the next three games, and again, in a time when it's tough sledding right now for the Astros to find something positive, when I look down and saw Javier, McCullers, and Greinke are the next three starters in line for the Houston Astros. It got me looking forward to something, bro.
I'm really juiced. Tonight, I was just so impressed by that kid's performance going into that game. That's the day after all of Joe Kelly's nonsense that the whole country was looking at the Astros and Dodgers. A lot of attention there. He only had one inning of baseball that he had pitched in the majors in his whole life, and he went in against Mookie Betts, Justin Turner, the MVP from last year, and shut them down with his offense not scoring a run either. I was so impressed by him, and I would love to see what he does as a follow-up against a weaker lineup in Arizona. I'm excited about tonight's start. I'd love to see
5 o'clock fire.
All right, we finally got the last Power 5 conference, Clint, to go ahead and let us know what their schedule is going to be. The Big 12 presidents and chancellors approved the scheduling model for the upcoming football season that will include 9 conference games and win 1 non-conference game. The league has confirmed on Monday evening. It looks like they're going to anticipate a start sometime in mid to late September. The league still needs to confirm their non-conference game. But 9 regular season games and then 1 non-conference game.
I love it, man. I mean, I love it. You got all your Power Fives are locked and loaded. You're going to have some really good football, college football season. There's not going to be any off weeks. I mean, some will say that in the SEC that Vandy would be an off week. Some would say that in the Big 12 that.
I like what Mason's doing out there in Vandy.
Well, I mean, I like what he's doing too. But it's an uphill battle, a lot like it is at Kansas. It's an uphill.
There was absolutely no reason.
It's an uphill battle. I mean, it's just not like what's going on in Arkansas. It's just an uphill battle. I mean, look, there's some good football going to be played, man. The way that these schedules have fallen, the decisions that these. All the Power Five conferences have made the formats that they've decided to use is, I mean, it's going to be good football, man. Saturdays is going to be fun, man. I'm excited about it.
My thing is the Big 12 and the ACC are the two power conferences that has left it out so they could play a non-conference game.
Yeah.
I hope those conferences come together and play non-conference games against each other. Like that, to me, if they could pull that off.
I mean, that would only make sense. If three conferences see that they need that they're...
Texas, Clemson.
Right. So if three conferences feel so strongly that about their testing and about the protocols and about staying within their conference, you got to believe that two of the Power Five are going to go, okay, well, we're going to go down the street and play a school that doesn't have the money to test and take care of their players the way that we do. It doesn't make sense. You got to think they're going
to
cross.
Yeah, I'd love to see... Texas, Clemson, Oklahoma, Clemson, Oklahoma, somebody.
Clemson's going to go from the ACC to adding Notre Dame and Texas? Wow.
I would love
That'd
it.
Be fun.
I would love it. All right. Randall Cobb spoke with the media today and pretty much painted a picture of how crucial these next few weeks will be for the Texans offense. We'll let you know exactly what he said coming up next.
Texans training camp is underway, and no one knows how this is going to go.
We talk about it all the time. If a certain amount of people were to contract it, unfortunately, that may happen. We have to be ready for that.
When news from Texans training camp breaks, you're the first to know. Download the Radio.com app, favorite Sports Radio 610, and sign up for push notifications. We'll send them straight to your phone.
So far, so good.
Houston's sports leader, Sports Radio 610.
What's up, Houston? Clint Sterner here for Dr. Matoran. Here's pretty simple. Why go through another season with allergy and sinus problems? Why go through another night, sleepless night, with snoring issues? Why put your significant other through that? The snoring issues, it's obviously not about you. It's about whoever's in the bed with you. If you're tired of suffering from severe sinus pain and pressure, or just not getting a good night's sleep, you need to give my man Dr. Matoran a call. Dr. Matoran specializes in balloon sinuplasty, a simple in-office procedure that'll have you breathing better with little or no downtime. That little or no downtime is key as well. You got to breathe well to sleep well. If you're constantly struggling with allergies, sinus problems, or losing sleep at night because...
Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner and the show.
We got to hear from one of the newest weapons for Deshaun Watson, Clint, and it's Randall Cobb. And
Damn, it was good.
I know you love the acquisition of Randall Cobb, and you feel like not only is he going to be the most important piece to the offense, he could be the most important piece to this Texans team. And he spoke about how much he and Deshaun Watson have been able to throw together. And I know for you, soon as you heard that, it jumped out to you, and it jumped out to you on how important things are going to be coming down the line. Here's Randall Cobb on how much him and Deshaun Watson have had to be on the practice field together.
Well, I mean, if you think about it, off-season program, we probably would have thrown three or four times a week for 6 or 7 weeks. So you're looking about, you know, 25 to 30 opportunities to communicate, to go through routes and timing and get a sense. He would be able to get a sense for the way that my body moves and understanding of how I come out of routes. And I would be able to get understanding of his release, you know, his ball placement and all those things. Obviously, I think we've had maybe 5 to 7 opportunities to throw to each other so far. So it's just the more you do something, the more repetition you have with someone, the more that chemistry grows.
See, when I hear that, Clint, there's a bit a level of concern. They've had 5 to 7 times where they've been able to throw together. It's August 4th. They play the Chiefs September 10th. There's no preseason games. There's no joint practices. How concerned are you as somebody who has played in the NFL and understands the timing and how important that is? How concerned are you that they haven't had enough time on the field to throw and catch and get each other's chemistry down?
Well, I mean, I think it's obviously a concern because if you could have 25 throwing sessions versus 5 to 7, it's obviously better, right? I mean, but when you look at the way this thing's set up, this quote-unquote acclimation period, this ramp-up period for these players, and it's going to consist of, yeah, a lot of strength coach work, a lot of your running, a lot of your conditioning, a lot of getting your body ready to play football is going to happen, but that's not an all-day affair. I mean, that's an AM type of workout, and then in the afternoons, whether it's walkthroughs, and then you can throw on air afterwards. If it's any kind of extra workouts that are necessary, and then you can throw afterwards, there's plenty of time that will be available for veteran receivers to get with what is now a veteran quarterback and get that chemistry before they start August the 14th, right? I mean, you've got 10 days now, and I would think that leading into this thing, they've probably had a couple of days before that audio came out, which was this morning. There was probably some throwing sessions and some opportunities before that. But you've got 10 days now to where you can work every day throwing routes. Now, you're not going to go out there and spend 2 hours on the field throwing routes. But you can take your quick game on Monday and go work for an hour on the quick game. you hitch, you slant, you quick out, like your go route, your fade, you know, your three-step fade, your gun one-step fade. You can go work those things and discuss them, you know, discuss the details of those things, of how the quarterback likes to throw it, how the receiver likes to run it, and then you put it to bed. And the next day, you may hit for 15 minutes, you may hit that quick game, and then come back to, okay, let's hit the mid-range game. Let's hit the curl. Let's hit the speed cut out route. Let's hit the dig. Let's hit the comeback. Let's hit any kind of exotic routes that we have. A lot of teams are running a corner stop now. A lot of teams are running a bang eight, which is completed at about 20 yards. You know, those are things that you just work on day to day, and by the time August 14th starts, when they really put August 14th's important because that's when they're putting on pads, veteran receivers and a veteran quarterback should be able to use those 10 days to their advantage in terms of finding chemistry. It's plenty enough time.
It is, huh?
Yes. Between now, what is today? August 4th?
August 4th.
Between August 4th and September 10th, chemistry with these veteran receivers and the veteran quarterback should not be a problem.
Yeah. The next couple of weeks are going to be, I think, potentially make or break for the Texans passing game because they're going to finally get a chance to throw. Because it's not just Randall Cobb. It's Randall Cobb that's new, that's never played with Deshaun. It's Brandon Cooks that's new, that's never played with Deshaun. It's then David Johnson out of the backfield that he's never played with, right? And Deshaun said it Saturday, he's never had two backs like that are going to be into the passing game like this. And hell, Holly Waring's never really played with Deshaun yep. Watson. So, I mean, there are some new pieces. And, yes, they're all veterans. But, God, when you think of the advantage that Kansas City has and Baltimore has, that they have all of their receivers that they played with last year, it feels like there could be a potential real gap. And I guess it makes people feel a little bit better that you think 14 days or however many days is enough time for them to build the chemistry that they need to build.
Yeah, I mean, I'm talking about the chemistry in a sense of how they like to run certain routes. Yeah. I mean, I'm not sitting here telling you they're going to be on the same level. Now, Baltimore's not. I mean, they don't have a problem getting to Baltimore's level, but getting to Kansas City's level. I mean, look, they could probably have 2 years, and that'd be tough. That'd be a tough dragon to slay there. But I mean, when you look at – the point is when you look at the group of Texans receivers, I don't question whether they've had the playbook for a month plus and whether they know it inside and out. That shouldn't be a problem with this receiving core.
Yeah.
Like telling guys where to line up and telling guys get your depth on these routes, it shouldn't be a lot of teaching in the time that you have with Deshaun Watson. It should be a lot of detailed discussion of how we're going to run routes, how we're going to adjust, what angle on the slant when I get a strong dog blitz, what is the angle you're going to come out on that route? It shouldn't be, well, the two route is a slant, you know, it's a 4 yard stamp slant, or it's a 4 step slant. All that stuff's behind them. You got veterans out there. They know that. They should walk into their time on the turf together, talking having detailed conversations about the pass game.
To me, it makes more and more sense that you talked about for a long time. Yeah, I'd much rather get a veteran receiver than just draft one in the second round for that person have to be a big part of this offense, because how different that would be if you're teaching a rookie not only the routes, but everything else that is expected to learn how to play in the NFL would be much more difficult.
These receivers and the situation between the quarterback and receivers is so much improved versus Kenny Steele's coming in last second, Kiki QT and him getting in the doghouse because of the lack of interest and lack of focus on the details of the passing game, right? Will Fuller being in and out, being injured quite a bit, not being able to go through a lot of reps in training camp. I mean, there's just so many reasons why this year's group, in terms of building chemistry and in terms of working in like extreme detail of the pass game, should help Deshaun Watson tremendously. I mean, I just – because it's not just – it's not that it just – it takes that to win. It takes those kind of conversations and those kind of that kind of chemistry, those kind of relationships to even have a chance to beat Kansas City when they're healthy and when it matters. When you look at, like, what Deshaun needs, like, Deshaun Watson needs the veteran presence at the wide receiver position, the approach to the game that we just heard from Randall Cobb talking about, know what number you are in the progression. Randall Cobb is a guy that goes, hey, if I'm third in the progression, like if Deshaun's going to check two other receivers before he gets to me, I'm going to delay my release. I'm going to stall in my release, wait a second, and then I'm going to break in or out to not give my route away. Right? If he's number one in the read, then boom, he's breaking right immediately, and he's becoming an option for Deshaun Watson. Those are things that just, they sound simple, but they're so far beyond what Kiki QT and DeAndre Carter were doing last year for Deshaun Watson that it's crazy to think that the improvement that could be made is big.
As you'd say, they were doing nothing.
Netting.
Netting. All right. Look, here's the question, Houston. I want you to think it through. 713-572-4610. Tonight, the Astros are leading 5-4. Going to the ninth inning against the Diamondbacks.
Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner and the show.
All right, Clint, I threw it out to you, Houston, 713-572-4610. Tonight, Christian Javier has given a heck of a performance in his second start, Clint. The Astros bats have kind of woken up. Maybe Altuve got him a hit. Maybe George Springer is up above 200. All right, maybe George Springer is up above 190. And it's 5-4 going to the ninth. Who are you giving the ball to close it out? Remember, Roberto Osuna, it has been reported today that his initial diagnosis is that he's going to need season-ending Tommy John surgery, and that he'll be out for the season. He is looking for a second opinion, but those second opinions don't generally go great. So tonight, who are you giving the ball to, Clint?
Blake, the Bulldog, okay. Taylor. How you like it?
I just came up with it.
I think it's pretty solid. You ever seen a picture of the guy? Man. You ever seen a picture of the guy?
I've seen it.
Big jaws? Yeah, I mean, Bulldog.
While you're answering that text line, 713-572, who are you giving the ball to? Also, go ahead and rate what you think of that nickname that Clint just gave him, Blake the Bulldog Taylor.
You can leave Blake off. Just Bulldog Taylor.
Oh, just Bulldog Taylor.
Bulldog Taylor. Okay. Did you see him when he strike? Who did he strike out? Who did he strike out with bases juiced in that game in extra innings?
I don't know a lot of Angels players.
Yeah.
But it was somebody on the Angels.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, did you see up on the mound, big barrel chest, big jaws?
I loved it, baby.
Yeah. Then I mean, give me a little credit. Hell, I didn't just pull it out of left field and not didn't. Fit. Bulldog Taylor fits.
Yeah, stop. All right, I don't know how I feel about that. Bulldog Taylor. Tyler, you don't have to answer. We know you love it. You agree.
Where's your Astro gear, Tyler?
Everything Clint says.
BS, man.
Tyler loves him so Clint. So Tyler loves Bulldog Taylor.
He just appreciates. I mean, look, I mean, it's okay.
It's interesting.
Just because you and old John Lopez hate a little bit.
Look, Chief,
I bet you'd be stuck in a bubble. Y'all be drinking cold beers right next to me all day.
Blake MF and Taylor, can't say it, but okay. That's coming in on the text line.
I like that.
Ryan Presley is coming in on the text line. I think there's really only five realistic choices. That's Brian Abreu. Yeah.
That's actually right.
Is it Brian Abreu?
Yes.
Is it Brian? Man, that sounds like a catcher. Brian Abreu, and then there's Blake Taylor, as you mentioned. I guess Josh James, because his bullpen time has started. Cy Snead, and then Ryan Presley. Of the five, I got to say, as I said yesterday, I'm with you.
Come on, show. Let it rip.
Bulldog Taylor.
That's right. Yes. This is the thing. This is the thing. This is great. Oh man, with Osuna out, you gotta put your hope in somebody, man. Why not a big burly fella named
Bulldog? From the 281, of course, Bulldog Taylor, 5 stars, Clint.
There you have it.
From the 713, whatever Clint says, I'm rocking with. All right. No, it is.
Yes,
it is.
I love the text line, baby. Text
Bulldog line. Taylor. It is. I said it yesterday. I like his makeup. I like what he brings to the table. And I see people saying Presley. Someone on the text line 281 said Presley. If not, then Taylor. There's nothing more in bullpens about bullpens and roles. And Ryan Presley has been great in the eighth inning. He was an all-star last year. He is an eighth inning guy. He knows that role. You know what he can be in that role. The Astros got to start having answers in that bullpen, right? You know one answer, and that is Ryan Presley can be really good, so good, all-star level good in the eighth inning. Keep him there. As I said, the makeup, that showed me a lot. Sunday, him coming out, getting out of two bases loaded jams with the game on the line. 3-2, Clint. 3-2, a young kid like that struck him out to go to the next inning for the Astros. I like his makeup, and he's got a little delusion that I think rookie or not just rookies, but a little delusion that closers need to have. When he told Dusty Baker, first time meeting him, I'm going to get you your first championship. I'm going to get you your first championship. When Dusty got to honest, didn't even know if he was going to make the team. I love that mindset. So to me, it is him. It is Bulldog Taylor. It is him. And I got to go there with you. I said it yesterday, and I'm doubling down on it today. I love that as aspect, and I like that 8-9, and you try to figure something else out. Tyler's going to keep.
Yes, that's a great call, man. That's a great call.
I'm with the text line. Tyler's weird. Someone said that earlier. I'm with that. I didn't repeat.
No name for name calling, man.
Say someone said it earlier, and I didn't say it then, but it really fits.
Y'all know Frozen's a good movie. Get the hell out of here.
I agree with you on that, but these dog barking sounds that you – can you get a bigger dog?
That's a big dog right
there.
That's
a big old dog right there, show. The Bulldog Taylor.
Once again, text line, that is the question. They play the Arizona Diamondbacks tonight. If the Astros have a 5-4 lead going into the ninth inning, who is it that you're giving the ball to? And really, to me, this move today, Clint, is the move you make for the rest of the season. I like it.
So here's the beautiful thing is that one of the best closers in the game is more than likely out for the season, more than likely done as an Astro.
That's very real.
And we're sitting here talking about a couple of options as the closer. Right? Is it really that bad? It's not that bad if we're talking about there's two options for the closer. Like, do you go to Presley or do you go to Bulldog Taylor?
Now, God to honest, to go along with that, with Ryan Presley and Bulldog Taylor, I don't know what they can do in the ninth. Now, I don't know. I don't know if they can be good closers because we've never seen it consistently. I'm just saying from what we have seen, that is the direction that I would go. Like, I mean, it's a different feeling. Maybe if you had somebody who you're like, all right, we've seen him pitch into the ninth inning, he can do it. But it can be done. It can be done, and you can have success there. And those two guys have closer stuff. I think it's much more makeup. I've heard a lot of relievers say, and I wish Brandon Backey was on with this, a lot of relievers say, seventh inning is different from the eighth inning. The eighth inning is different, sure as hell different, from the ninth inning. That's all different. And you got to have a certain mindset. I know what Ryan Presley can do in the eighth. I'm keeping it down.
Well, I agree with you. And not just in this instance, but I think there's a lot of times in sports where coaches start moving players around to solve problems, and ultimately you start compounding the issue, right? Is we don't you don't know if Presley's really the best closer, but if you move him, you take that risk. Now you got to find somebody in the eighth or somebody in the seventh, eighth right there to answer that or to fill that void, and you really don't know if that guy has the gas in the tank or the ability to get that done. You just start compounding problems. And I just think that right now what you've seen from Blake Taylor is you leave Presley where he's at, you use him in the seven or eight, and you lose Bulldog Taylor in the ninth. If Christian and here's the deal. If the next three starters, right? Christian Javier,
Lance
McCullers, and Greinke, if they can give you five plus and you've got eight and nine taken care of, you got a chance.
Yes.
I like your voice.
Right now, the only eight is the only one that you feel comfortable in the bullpen. The eighth inning, Ryan Presley is the only one that you know you could say, I have seen a large enough sample size that this person can perform at this level. So I don't think you should mess with that. You got that. Now we'll figure it out. I don't know if it's the Scrubs kid, Abreu in the eighth. I don't know. Who the hell else do they have out here? Paredes. I like him. I like his stuff. Rodriguez. I'm just reading last name. Cy Snead. Maybe he can come in.
You think Josh James will be available since he only went three innings?
I guess he did
throw 75 pitches.
I think they'll give him a few days.
I guess if Springer was sitting 1-for-23 and he got a day to gather his thoughts, I guess Josh James has earned a couple
also,
days to figure.
Also, news to pass along, we do have the lineups, and we will get to those lineups a little bit later on here coming up.
So excited!
News to pass along, and God, it's not good news, folks. I'm just not going to lie to you, but Michael Brantley, the team's best hitter right now, is out of the lineup today. He had been DHing. Dusty said earlier he is battling a quad injury, and so he is out for tonight. Not saying how long, but just out for tonight. And he has, without a shadow of a doubt, been the best hitter on this team. So you do take that out of the lineup.
This is getting painful. I mean, this is getting painful to even discuss.
It's every day, isn't it?
I mean, it's getting painful to even discuss, man. Verlander, Osuna, Presley, Smith.
The best, too.
Brantley now. I mean, gosh dang, man. Look, this is one of those situations with Brantley out. Springer's got to come on, man. Like, I know he had a good weekend.
Springer?
Yeah, Springer's got to come on. Altuve's got to come on. Springer's still batting sub 200. This is one of the best players in baseball. Let's not a good weekend all of a sudden he's still not batting 200 and think, oh, well, Springer's back to doing. Springer got to come on, man. Bregman got to come on, man. Altuve got to come on,
I believe in Jose Altuve. I think he gets out of it tonight. I think he gets two hits tonight.
Well, it's like you're trying to convince me of that. This guy was an MVP, man. It's like, I believe in him, but damn it,
you don't think
on.
So? Shows stamp of approval tonight.
Sounds like a curse to me, Clint.
Shows stamp of approval tonight. I'll put my money where my mouth is.
Okay, what are we betting?
I'll eat a banana.
Tell you what, Clint, I would bet my left testicle.
And whoa, I hate. Whoa. I did not say that currently. I don't even remember when I said that. You know I hate bananas. I will eat a banana right here tomorrow if Altuve doesn't get on base twice.
Get on base twice?
Try to sneak that in.
I mean, come on, man.
Right. No. He'll get two hits. Two hits tonight.
Two hits?
Jose Altuve will get two hits tonight to help him snap out of it. And if he does not, I will eat a banana. And I hate bananas to the core. To the core. It's the stupidest thing out there ever created. I will eat a banana right here live. I believe. I'll let you videotape it. I'll let you record it. And put it,
that's going to happen.
I will eat a banana live. I believe in you, Jose. Come on, 5'6". I believe in you.
I bet show eating a banana is going to get a ton of run.
It's not going to happen. Why?
Hey, can y'all believe MVP, this? Baby. Show ate a banana. We can't believe that you don't like bananas. What kind of American doesn't like bananas?
This one. This one right
with
here.
With your yellow this shirt one. On, yeah. You don't like bananas.
Yeah, I don't like bananas. I like the color yellow. I look good in yellow before the sweat hits. Okay. But. I do. I look good in bright colors. I will eat a damn banana on here. And I hate them. Hate them. I will eat that. I'll even add a caveat. You could put hot sauce on it, and I'll eat it. You could put some hot sauce on the banana. That's how confident I am in Jose Altuve. Ron, shut up.
Yes.
I will eat. Yeah, exactly. I'll shake it right now. I'll shake it right now. Shook it.
All right. Banana with hot sauce.
Yes.
If Altuve doesn't get two hits.
Yep. He will get two hits tonight. He's snapping out of it. Is it Madison Bumgarner pitching? Damn it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Two hits. I don't care. Don't laugh at me. I'm here. I am here for it. I put my money where my mouth is.
I got something that'll make you feel good about that show. He's faced Bumgarner 18 times, career batting average 389 against him.
Listen, that doesn't mean anything the way he's swinging the bat right now. He's not getting hits off anybody, but I'll take it. I'll take whatever. But I believe in it. Jose, killing it tonight, baby. I feel really good about this. Houston, you with me?
Nope. Ain't nobody with you, man. Come on, man.
I'm here, baby. I'm here, baby. I'll get the banana. Bring the sriracha. I'll bring the hot sauce, whatever. I'm doing it. It's all day, baby. I'm feeling real good about this. Real good about this.
Can't wait.
Don't shake your head at me. I'm just saying. I'm feeling good.
I just can't wait for you to eat a banana with hot sauce.
So you don't give me what's the chances you give me that this is happening?
I think they're pretty good. I think the chances are pretty good. I mean, I just the simple fact that with Brantley out, Altuve, Bregman, and Springer got to come to hell on. It's time. I mean, they've had time to get their rhythm. They've had time to get their timing down. Springer came around. Bregman's, this weekend, he hit the ball. He swung the bat well. He hit the ball well. They got to come on, man. They got to start carrying a team. I mean, you look at the runs they're scoring. They're producing runs. But it's coming. I mean, via Reddick, it's coming. You disrespect, right?
No disrespect.
I mean, we gotta get those guys.
No, Maldonado hitting again. He really took it. He's really taking it off about the last week.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's you'll take a week at a time.
Someone just texted in from the 832. Don't eat bananas. Don't drink grapefruit juice. Who are you? I'm Ron.
I agree with you.
My man Clint isn't entertaining this at all from the 281.
No, not entertaining what? Your banana and the hot sauce?
It's not happening. Okay. I feel very good about my man Jose Altuve. So good. We got to get these starting lineups in, baby. This is a big one tonight to get to 6-4. Whoo! Please, Jose Altuve, I do not want to eat a banana tomorrow. All right, leading off in center field, he is number 4 in your program, but number 1 in your closet. He's Mr. Big Hittin' from old New Britain. Number 4, George Springer.
Springer Dinger.
And batting second and playing second. I got a lot riding on this SOB tonight. Woo! He may be 5'6", but he carries the big stick. Mr. Shake, Rattle, and Roll coming at you, baby. The second baseman, Jose Altuve.
Big skill.
And batting third, playing third, Mr. Swagtastic himself, a.k.a. Nino Brown, a.k.a. Am I your brother's keeper? Hell yeah, you are. The real A.B., Alex Bregman. And batting fourth, the first baseman, he is championship hair at his finest. He is Cuba's finest. The first baseman, Yuli Gurriel. And batting fifth, the shortstop, don't you dare call him Carlos. That's Los to you. And he's also Mr. She knows. The shortstop, number 1, Los Correa. And batting 6 from Savannah, Georgia, the right fielder, Josh Reddick.
Woo!
And batting 7th, a new addition to the lineup, oh, Canada, my home sweet home to me. Abraham Toro Dewark, the designated hitter, and batting eighth, the left fielder. You know I love me some Tampa Tuck. Big Tampa Tuck, I can't call you Ted though. Kyle Tucker, and rounding out the catcher, the blonde bomber, Mr. Machete, Martin Maldonado. Astros, touch them all, baby.
Well done.
Come on, Jose. I
well
need you.
Done.
God, I need you, Jose.
Damn, please, that's good. Damn, that's good. I'm videoing it next time. I'm warning you, though. I'm not going to sneak attack you.
It's
I'm
okay.
warning you.
You can,
Yuli Gurriel is so
that's your,
beautiful.
That's your one.
Coming the leg comes us, off the ground. Yo.
Texans All Access, John Harris and Mark Vandermeer. Tyler, fantastic. Clint, fantastic. I am Ron, the show, Hughley. And as always, Houston, we love you, baby.
And the sunlight hurts my eyes. Me and Coors Light jump off in this pool.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.